Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary friends. Welcome to Multicultural TV Talk from MediaVillage.org, bringing you another interview from talent and creatives from across entertainment, discovering their stories and how they are changing the face of stardom across media. As always, I am your host, Juan Ayala. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, let's get to talking. Today's guest is one of the stars of a hit FX series, Mayans MC, now in its fifth and final season. Please welcome Carla Barada. Carla Barada, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So before we dive into Mayans, I want to go back a little bit and sort of the origins of how you got started as an actress. You did get started very young, but I'm curious, like, did you always know that you wanted to pursue it on a career level, or what was that whole journey like for you getting started in the industry?
Yeah, I started when I was really young. I always knew that I wanted to be an actress and an artist. And I'll do a lot of plays when I was little for Christmas, and I'll do the writing, the directing, the acting, everything. And then I started doing theater when I was like 13, and I'll go back and forth. And my parents told me that I had to do like a real career. So I went to college for architecture. I'm an architect. And I will do like small things here and there. And then after I finished, I just knew what I wanted to do. So I moved to Caracas, that is the capital in Venezuela. And I was there for a couple of years. And then I went to London to study painting. Then I went back. Then I studied in LA, the acting, then I went back. And then when I decided to move to LA, I got Mayans. So it was meant to be.
And I'm curious, every actor's career is different. It's like there's no sort of set path that they can go on. You know, you sort of know the basics, training, headshot, resume, all of that. But there's like no real path. It's not like any other industry in the sense that there's like sort of a job waiting for you. So I'm curious with, you know, career ups and downs and things like that. Did you feel like maybe you wanted to quit, or did you know that you sort of had to just sort of like continue and carry on because that's how the industry works?
I mean, I was really lucky because I got a chance super fast. It was just my second audition in the US. So I was ready for the struggle. I was like, I was being a waitress for the UCLA, and I was doing catering. I was like, I'm ready for, you know, the long path. And it was so fast. Like, I feel like I was not ready for it, because in my mind, you will take a while for me to get something, and it will be like a little thing here, then another there, and you start like escalating things. But I just got Mayans in my second audition, and for me, I was learning on set. I was learning the language, because I knew English, but it wasn't my first language. It's not my first language, and it was the first time that I was working in English. So it was the first time that I was on set on a big TV show. So for me, it was a learning experience, especially the first two seasons. I was just like taking it all in and learning while I was doing the work. So now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that's hard. That's like, I was really brave to just do the job and be there and have the confidence to actually work, you know, and do the work. So I feel like now it's a little different, because now I have the experience and now I can choose what I want to do and the way that I want to do it. So I'm really grateful, because it was a huge learning opportunity for me.
And, you know, with how much the show has gone on now since the pilot back in 2017 to now with these five seasons it's had, I'm curious, how would you say that you have changed? And maybe I'm also curious, what has been the biggest surprise with your character throughout these five seasons?
Yeah, I'm a completely different human being. I feel like 6 years is a long time. And I had two babies while working on the show. I was pregnant for season two and season four. I know, super quick. And I had to kill my husband on set, which was also crazy, because I was pregnant, killing my husband in real life. So yeah, it's been so many different things. And it made me more aware of how lucky I am to have the life that I have, because every time I step into Adelita's shoes, it's like, it's a lot emotionally, because all the things that she's been going through and all the struggles that she's been going through, I know some of them are not as real as people think, but you'll be surprised of how many people have reached out to me and be like, "Oh my God, I experienced that in my life," or something similar happened to me. So I feel like it made me more humble about life and about the work, and it made me realize how hard the crew work, how hard they work. And yeah, so now with the strike and all of that, I'm like, yeah, people need to be, you know, they need to be they need to have what they need and what they want, so they can keep working, doing the hard work. Because actors, we just go there and we're like, nah, nah. But what happened after, like behind the scenes, people are not able to actually see it. So I'm really grateful that I got the chance to see that.
And with the show, we're about halfway through this fifth and final season now. So, what are you looking forward to most for fans and for audiences to see? Of course, without going into too many spoilers or any spoilers, but.
Yeah, I feel like the last episode, because for me, I'm a person that I need closure in every aspect of my life. So I feel like as an spectator, and every time I see a show, I feel like I need the closure and I need to see what happened with the characters and how they're going to end. And I feel like they're going to be really surprised. And the last scene is so beautiful. So I'm just, yeah, I cannot wait to see that myself.
And we always ask this question on our show, given that it's called Multicultural TV Talk. So we always talk about representation and representation in entertainment. So I'm curious, especially for as since you were born and raised in Venezuela, but representation for Latinos in our home countries is so different compared to how we're portrayed in U.S. shows. So, who are sort of like some role models and characters that you saw on TV growing up that you either wanted to be like, or careers that you wanted to sort of model yours after?
Yeah, I remember watching Selena, the movie Selena, and I loved everything about that movie. And the fact that I got to work with Edward James Olmos on my end was like a full cycle moment. Because for me, that was one of the moments when I was like, "Oh, I can actually do that. Like, I can be a movie star like this person who's, you know." So for me, that was a huge moment. And then actresses like Salma Hayek or Penelope Cruz, the even Sofia Vergara, that people sometimes are like taking for granted, but for me, what she's been able to accomplish in the American market is like, it's impressive. So I feel like we need to get the opportunity to show what we can do as a Latino, as an artist, a Latino artist. And I hope we can get to show that more, and not just in small TV shows and small roles, but like Mayans, that everything is about the Latino culture without being in your face, without being like, "Oh, we are Latinos and we talk like this." It's more like the story and the brotherhood and the family and the what we are as a culture, and not just about the language, not just about the, you know, the small things. And I watched Wednesday, the show Wednesday, the Addams thing. I loved it. And I feel like that's a beautiful way of portraying Latino family without being too, you know, parodia. Like, it's not like, "Oh, my tia and my abuela," because we don't do that in real life. And they portray that in the music and the culture. And I feel like we need to do more of that, like smart ways to portray our culture.
The show's done such a wonderful job with that, sort of on the surface. I remember when the show was, sort of first announced, and some folks, on social media and things like that were, why are we doing a show about like a Latin gang and all of that? But of course, once the show came out and the stories fleshed out and continued, these characters were all so complex, and they were real human beings with real struggles. And like you said, it's about family, it's about brotherhood and loyalty and sacrifice and all of that. It's not just sort of a show about a gang or something like that. It is so much more than that. And the show's done such a wonderful job. So, you know, congrats on such a wonderful run on the show. Because as we said before, you know, shows don't make it to five seasons these days. It's so difficult with limited series or with just shorter runs, or, you know, it's just, it's been such a great thing to see this level of authentic representation for our community has been awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been beautiful, and I'm really proud to be part of it. And I'm sure I'm gonna look back in, I don't know, 10 years, and I'm gonna be like, my proudest moment, Mayans.
And before we wrap up, we always love to end with this question. You know, if you could go back and give 13-year-old Carla one piece of advice, what would you say?
Take your time. It's going to happen. Don't worry about it. Don't rush it. Sometimes I feel like we want everything to happen now. And I feel like we need to take the time to, you know, take it all in. So I'll tell her, it's going to happen. Just trust your instincts, because it's going to happen.
Yeah. Awesome. Carla, thank you so much. And again, congrats on such a great run on the show. So awesome to see.
Thank you. Thank you, Juan. Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise. And for more of our reviews, interviews, podcasts, and more, please visit MediaVillage.org and catch new episodes of Mayans MC airing Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern on FX. I'm Juan Ayala. This is Multicultural TV Talk. Thanks for joining us.